Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken today across interior New York and New England, and there's a good chance of rain showers breaking out first in the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by mid to late afternoon, and then the rest of the region heading toward the ride home and toward sunset. Temperatures will struggle with the lack of sunshine, and in most places in the lower to mid-60s will do it for afternoon highs. It's all a part of a storm system heading in our direction from the Ohio Valley, which will continue to move through the region overnight. With the rain and areas of fog tonight, temperatures will drop back into the 40s, and the system will depart early tomorrow morning. Still some leftover clouds, perhaps a couple of showers in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Then we'll have a drying trend with increasing sunshine throughout the day, which will help temperatures get back up into the mid-60s. High pressure will be in control of our weather into the day on Friday, although with its center over northern New England, we'll have an onshore flow from the Atlantic. So we may have some cloudy periods on Friday, but enough sunshine to get us back into the lower and middle 60s. In fact, a southwest wind flow will develop with a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere for the weekend. That's going to push us into the lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, and a breezy, warm day on Sunday with more humidity in the air and highs approaching 80. The next storm system will make a run at us Sunday night, and a scattered shower is possible into Monday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds Monday afternoon with temperatures back into the lower 60s. The cooling trend will continue into the early part of next week on Tuesday with highs staying in the 50s despite mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal system will move through the Pacific Northwest and into the Great Basin today. Rain and some mountain snow will be possible in the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies, but no rainfall is forecast for the ongoing fires in California. In fact, strong winds behind the front will bring elevated to critical fire weather threats to active fires across northern California. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ophelia, located well out over the central Atlantic Ocean, about 785 miles southwest of the Azores. Ophelia is moving toward the southeast near 6 miles per hour, a southeastward to east-southeastward motion with some reduction in forward speed is expected through tomorrow, followed by a turn toward the east-northeast tomorrow night and Friday. This track should keep Ophelia away from any major land areas and only a threat to the shipping lanes in the Atlantic. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Ophelia is expected to become a hurricane either tonight or tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers later this afternoon in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 86, set in 1949, and the record low, 22, in 1943. Sunrise this morning at 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:19 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with a chance of showers later today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Friday. Mostly sunny, warmer, lower 70s Saturday. Even warmer Sunday, breezy, with increasing humidity and a mix of sun and clouds near 80. Showers, some thunderstorms Sunday night, a leftover shower Monday, otherwise much cooler, lower 60s, and mostly sunny in the upper 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.